Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
You are hotter than a chili pepper.
Oh, God.
Oh! Are you trying to kill me?
Lacey. What did you put in this? You put the sun in this?
If I was Gordon Ramsay, I would throw that chili at my grandmother.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I'm Lacey G.
She's the self-proclaimed best cook of the office and loves to force her food on coworkers.
Guess what I have for you? I'm the self-proclaimed best cook of the office, but Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles gets all the cred. She's the Martha Stewart of this office, and her name is...
Amy Nichols.
And joining us in studio today is the ambiguously gay duo. You know them from the Shut Up podcast. We know them because they are constantly crashing in our man room. Welcome, Nick and Justin.
I'm Nick, the good-looking one. He's Justin, who thinks he is.
I know I'm not.
Me too. It sounds like...
trying to think of a fun intro on the fly like they have.
Yeah,
I love their intro so much.
Yeah, ours are not on the fly,
they
but thank you for
be.
That.
That's
they
fine.
Used to be.
No, that's fine, but I didn't think about it till just now, so I was thinking on the fly.
We stepped them up because whenever it was on the fly, it was like repeating the same four things. She has kids and she's married and she's here with me today. But we did something really, really fun. How much fun was yesterday for y'all? Because I had a blast.
Pumped from the very beginning.
Yes.
You walked in the door.
Guys, good day yesterday?
Yeah, it was a good average day.
No, it was great.
It was pretty chill.
When I found out what everyone was doing, I was happy. I thought, this is a good bit. I like it.
Okay, whenever I was out of town on vacation recently, I missed a couple days off work. And whenever I got back, I'm like, man, what did I miss? What did I miss? And they were like, girl, you missed so much. We got free food on Friday and free food on Monday. And I'm like, man, that doesn't count. And then yesterday we had so much food and it put me in a great mood. I can see why that would be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Because if you missed out yesterday, you missed out on a lot of fun. Well, we had a chili cook-off. And what happened was, it's the season, guys. Mm. It's cold. It's rainy. It feels great outside. I'm sleeping with my windows open. I have not turned on my heat yet. Yeah.
No.
No, too cold for that.
That is too cold.
Oh, it is chilly.
What about when you wait after you get out of the shower? Like, isn't that cold air just really
hurting
your nipples?
In my bathroom because I cannot handle
it. It's really specific.
Yeah, you know, that's what
I did shut my window. I did shut my window whenever I showered. I shower at night.
Okay.
But then I open it back up whenever I go to bed. What were you saying, Amy?
I can't handle the cold. I have a personal heater in the bathroom. Because
I love it.
I love the time of year when it's the first time you can put on your comfy, warm house slippers. Ooh, I love it.
Yes. So yes. Good. I went to my neighbor's in sweatpants and my house slippers the other day, and I was like, oh, it's officially this season. But soon as it gets cold around here, we love to make chili. And so I made chili the other night, and then come to find out Justin was planning on making chili the next day. And since everything is a competition, I was like, I bet my chili could be better than your chili.
And I was like, no, you can't, because I saw a cooking video on the internet that showed me how to make some bomb chili.
And here's where I think I had an advantage and a disadvantage. First off, my chili changes all the time. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in, what kind of meat I want to buy. I don't have just a regular recipe that I go off of. Well, where I think I had the advantage was chili's better the day after. So I had already cooked my chili, so it sat there and marinated, and all the spices and flavors melted together. But I thought I was at a disadvantage because I had bison meat in there. I didn't tell anybody that yesterday, so it might be
bison
a surprise.
Meat?
Yeah, so
that's
mine was buffalo chili.
Mm.
It's not a bad thing, but if it's not what you're expecting, though.
True. I get it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But can you tell the difference between bison meat and, like, cow meat in a chili?
I couldn't.
No.
I know the difference sometimes, but no, I did not think that it stood out or made much of a difference. But I've been in a bison kick here lately. Target sells it, so I've been buying from there. But I didn't know if that would hurt me.
Oh. I used ground beef.
What else did you put in your chili? Because you made a controversial decision with your chili as well.
Yes, I did. I added beans, red beans into it with some onions, garlic, and seasoning, and some tomatoes.
Do you think beans belong in a chili Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles?
I do not.
Nick, do you think that beans belong in a chili?
Absolutely. I think it's fine. I think it's fine to have them with or without. I think it's chef's choice.
See, I'm with you. It doesn't bother me if it is, and it doesn't bother me if it isn't. But there are so many hardcore chili people that say, never put beans in chili.
They're just bean haters.
I guess. Jeremy also likes something weird about chili. I'm making chili, and he asked me if I bought macaroni noodles to go in there. And I'm like, no, you stupid Yankee. And he went to the store and bought macaroni noodles because he wants macaroni. And
that's like chili mac.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not the same thing.
But
exactly.
It's just the noodle. Mm-hmm.
It's
not
like
the cheese.
It's not the cheese.
It's like Frito pie is not chili. You know,
That's like Hamburger Helper.
I mean, pretty
that's
much.
What that is.
Yeah. No, I never think of let me buy some noodles to go in there. And then he got excited whenever I said we were having an unofficial chili cook-off. And he wanted me to bring sour cream and bring cheese, which I did add that at home, but I wanted this based on chili. I didn't want it to drown out the flavors because I'm putting a lot of cheese in it. You did put cheese in yours, correct?
I did put cheese because that was also an important ingredient to mine. Which changed the color a little bit because people said mine looked like a muddy color rather than like a polished.
Yours was like off-white and slightly green. Yes. It was a weird color.
I opened up a lot of cans, okay? It was a lot of cans that I opened up and put in that pot.
But then once we started talking about what we're going to bring to the table, somebody else piped up.
Yeah, Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles has to participate.
Sure
so
does.
So I brought in a secret recipe as well. I wanted to be a part of it. And things always come better in threes, in my opinion.
That is her favorite number. So we had a chili cook-off yesterday. Set it up in the back room. We had chili A, chili B, and chili C. Now, we asked people... We had Robert narrate this, actually, kind of host it, because White Cheddar Robert will not eat my food. It's his own bit. He came up with many years ago because he knows it hurts my feelings because I have great food and I want to share it with people. And so he absolutely refuses to eat my food. And now it's been going on for so many years, he can't back out of it now.
Force it on people.
So he was hosting it that a way people could feel free with what they were saying and not worry about, you know, offending us to our face anyway.
Yeah, you need to be honest on this.
Yeah. So we had the chili set up in the back. Mine was chili A, the buffalo chili with, I had Anaheim peppers, poblano peppers, hatch chilies, tomatoes, onions, all kind of spices, goodness.
Which makes sense. Add chili to the chili. Who would have thought, you know? chilies. It's like a key ingredient.
Justin had chili B, which was the beans and beef.
And tomatoes
cheese.
And onions and garlic and no chili.
There wasn't any spice
there was no,
in it at all?
Pepper.
Just black cracked
pepper. Black cracked pepper.
No,
was
red,
the spice. No, nothing.
No red pepper,
nothing.
No chili powder.
No chili
cumin.
Was there. No cumin.
Cumin's a really good ingredient.
No, not even salt. That's why. I thought the canned food would be enough sodium for the meal.
And then Amy stuck up.
Yes, I was bowl C. And I have the secret recipe.
You know, guys, I know you got some audio. I just want to brag about myself here. I did not make chili, but I have been an official chili cook-off judge before.
Oh.
I've been asked by a real chili cook-off where I judged like 20 different ones.
Where was this?
It
when?
It was in Fort Worth. It was 2 years ago, 3 years ago for an organization called Alliance for Children. The next year I was not a judge, I hosted the event.
Dang.
Wow, upgrade.
And then this past year I couldn't do it. So I like chili, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So his opinion
chili.
Weighs just a little bit more.
That's right.
We did ask before people ate the chili, though, who they thought would have the best chili. Hands down, almost everybody said Amy. There was one or two pity votes for me, just to throw it out there. Like, oh, I think Lacey might be a good cook.
And I think people only said that because they smell my food on a regular basis. They know about Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. But I don't share. No one's ever tasted my food.
But I'll say, I thought Amy was going to be the best because Amy, she's the cook of the office, obviously. But she can take 8 things that don't go together and throw them in a dish and it looks good. I've never tasted it.
Nope,
but
don't share.
She just brings up half her refrigerator to work and just makes something.
Sure do.
Yeah.
But her food smells good because she's using the toaster oven. My food smells fantastic, but it's in the microwave, so it doesn't permeate throughout the whole office.
Yeah, it's time, too. I have to use 30 minutes, so it's just like filling the entire room.
But Nick, you do have a complaint about my food sometimes.
What is it? I don't remember what it is.
That I incorrectly named my food.
Oh, yes. That is the most frustrating thing ever. Lacey will be eating a bowl of rice and beans and maybe some meat or some protein, and it maybe has some salsa on it. Justin, what would you call that?
A
bowl of some kind.
Yeah.
Just like some sort of bowl.
Some mash.
To Lacey, she's eating a taco.
What?
That's a taco.
What are you eating? Tacos?
I don't know, a taco shell.
It drives
me crazy. No tortilla, no cheese, no any of it. Yeah, Jeremy gets frustrated with that too. And then Justin, you didn't get any votes for having the best chili, but a couple of people did say, not Justin. Who has the best chili? Not Justin. But starting off,
this
we're going to go.
Before they tasted it, right?
Yes. Before.
No mm-hmm. one thought I was going to have the best chili.
Mm-mm.
That's encouraging. That's okay. I'm not offended. Who would think that I'm going to have the best ground beef soup?
So up first, we're going to do Kelly and Big Al.
A is very good. I'm getting a second spoonful of A.
I'm A.
A is good. It's very peppery.
Yeah.
A is good.
B's got cheese in it, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's very good. I'm still right now loving A the best, but B is a close second.
Good job.
Now,
thank
C
you.
Looks like it is out of A can.
It does. It looks like ragu.
Yeah, that's can. That's the stuff you get, like, when you go to the baseball park at the school.
Right.
And they're raising money for the school. They open a can of chili and put it on the hot dogs.
On a chili dog. Yeah, yep. Exactly.
So what was the best one?
Gosh, I'm still going to stick with A for the best, B for second, C for third.
I'm right with Al.
Interesting.
Ooh.
So starting off strong, I've got two votes for me. And then your second and your third, Amy. Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
Ooh.
So far.
I thought your cigarette recipe was from a can.
Ouch. Yeah. Ouch.
That is, I'm sorry, Amy. They're really harsh on your chili.
I know.
It looked really good.
I thought so.
Well, you have to think, if you're going to blend stuff together, which I don't know how you made your recipe, but I mean, if somebody doesn't want chunky chili, maybe you blend it together and then it's going to have more of that consistency instead
absolutely.
Of being chunky.
I will say, Amy's had the best color too. I thought it was very chili flavored. Like it was a rich red, a dark brown color. Justin's, we've already said, was like green,
sick
pale
looking.
Green.
Yeah.
Like a lima bean. And then, yeah. Lacey's looked good, but it wasn't as dark and colorful as Amy's was.
Yeah, what did you put in your chili, Amy?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Okay. What? Okay. I'm going to
share. Secret recipe.
Okay.
All right. Here's what JC had to say.
I'm going to start off here with A. Let's see how it go. I like the amount of meat. It tastes a little bit spicy in it. I like the seasoning. Not bad. We'll go with B here. This one actually has chunky beans in it. Mmm. This one's much fuller. Not as much of a kick with the spicy, but I like it. And C, I would say this looks like the equivalent of the chili cheese meat at Taco Bell, so it's already got my my eye set on it. I like it based on looks. I mean, it's chili, but it's not anything I haven't tasted before. If it's just chili, I'm going to go with B. But if I'm picking one to put in a burrito, I'm going with C.
Turn up. I win. Give me a point for B.
So, yeah. So, JC goes with Justin's chili, and then Amy's as a runner-up.
See, I'm having a hard time deciding my favorite between A and C. I keep going back and forth. B is garbage. B is like dog food in a can. It's A for me. C actually is really good flavor. I like A has like veggies and beans and like more of a mix. So, it's A for me.
So Jenna goes with me.
Sure does. She trashed mine.
Literally.
Literally. That's okay. Not offended, Jenna.
Okay. Let's hear from Anna and Alicia and see what they had to say.
Okay. C. It's very creamy. I don't want to be mean. Be mean.
Tell it like
it
this
is. This reminds me of like middle school.
For some reason.
Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Lacey's going to hate me if that's hers.
Okay.
B? This one's a funny color. So I'm a little nervous about that. But it has beans and I love beans.
Yes.
Is this cat food?
No, why would you say that? Right?
I'm afraid to say this tastes like my grandma's sloppy Joe. I think C's my favorite so far.
Oh, mine's B so far.
Okay.
B.
Last but not least, A.
This has like onions.
Like spice. Oh.
This one's fancy.
Oh.
This one's fancy.
I like the onions.
Different. I like it. A and B are definitely superior to C. I'll say that.
My favorite is A for the onions and how different it is from the others.
I like A because it's spicy. So agreed. This sounds basic, but I think my order goes ABC.
Okay. Mine will go ACB.
All right. Wow. It's a flip-flopper. She said C at first. So just a running total so far. I'm in lead with Chili A.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 votes of it being the best.
Okay.
You have 1. Amy, you're getting some back end.
I'm
love.
Getting a lot of middle ground, yeah. Which I think is okay.
That's
I don't,
not as bad as last.
That's true.
You know what?
What's,
I'm starting to think, Amy, not to call you out, but Amy's cheap. So yeah. She might have just made some chili with what she had at home. Like not shopping for chili items, just I'm going to throw some stuff in here. And blend it together.
Like the rest of the ketchup bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Toaster Chronicles is slacking. That's for sure.
I want one more, and then we're going to get to the people who truly matter.
Me.
Nick and Amy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
But I thought, let's just hear what Yolanda has to say.
I'm going to start with A. Mm-hmm. Mm, it kind of tastes bad.
She is so sexy, like Yolanda.
Can we stop this? I thought we had like tuned into a dirty phone line or something for a second. Like, how much are we paying her per minute for this?
She's like, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Chili. Put that warm stuff in my mouth.
She sounds really good as she's talking mad trash about my chili.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to start with A. Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes bad.
Oh my god!
It kind of tastes like when you go to get at a football game the cheap chili. I didn't like A. I'm gonna do B now. I like this one. This one reminds me of a taco sauce. This one would be Lacy. I'm gonna try 3. That first one was really bad. The first one is not like.
Oh my goodness!
It looks good because it looks like ground beef. You know, like it looks like really good. C is out of a can. C is for can, so that's not the good one.
So the best one was?
B.
And then rank all 3.
On a scale of 1 to 10, A is like a 3. And then B, I think B is really good. It's low-key an 8. And then C is disgusting. It's a 0.
Oh, no. Amy, I'm sorry.
Ow.
Oh.
Ow.
I'm sorry, Amy. That hurts.
She went on and on and on about how bad A was. And then ranked C is last?
Yeah. I know.
Because she knew it was from a can.
She's 5 minutes later. She's like, I can't get that taste out of my mouth. That was so bad. It was so bad.
Yours was out of a can, too. It was just multiple cans.
Multiple. That's the key. Multiple.
Okay. Now we're going to hear from Don and Nick.
Yes.
Don and Nick went in together. Nick is a professional chili taster judge. So his opinion really counts.
Uh-huh. And he's my podcast buddy.
That's right. But I didn't know whose was whose.
Well, you already trashed mine, so.
Well, sure. But at the time, I didn't know whose was whose.
Yeah, you're right.
And Nick went in there with Don, who really has no opinion because he just eats like fast food and Totino's pizza all the time.
But it's vaping.
No. No, it'll be.
B, yeah, it's no. Way too many onions. And it just doesn't taste like chili. There's no kick. There's no spice. It looks gross. Yeah, no flavor. Kind of bland. It's like a pale brown.
Damn.
If I was Gordon Ramsay, I would throw that chili at my grandmother.
Now, I think this is just Hormel out of a can. It looks like it. This is C we're talking about. But it's not bad. I'm digging it.
It's definitely better than B. I believe A is the clear winner overall.
And then?
I'm going to say A, C, and B from best to worst.
I agree completely.
That is so rude, Nate, because I had it yesterday for dinner, and it was so good and so delicious. My roommates were like, oh, my God, it smells like my mother's house.
But they have to be nice to you. They live with you.
No, they liked it. It is good. It's okay. It's okay, Nick.
And,
I know.
And I did say it has too many onions. I don't like onions that much. But Justin, it was just like a little bowl. It wasn't a big bowl, and we were all just taking samples out of it. I think there were 7 onions, whole onions in that one.
Yeah, it was one whole onion. And chopping is an art form.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just say?
And it takes forever.
To chop, right? And to get it into the right sizes. And
I don't do that. I don't chop well, and I don't dice. Like, I chop until I'm done chopping. So I'll have big chunks of onions because I'm not a great dicer.
I didn't know how hard it was to chop, but that is definitely a form. And your right arm gets tired doing everything.
And Lacey's chili had onions, but still, she got first. How did that happen?
But Lacey's onions were also, like, cooked all the way through.
No, raw.
Like, yeah, Justin's weren't, it's like they weren't simmering for long enough or something. So they still had the crunch, which for me, I don't really care for.
Got it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Also, I like my chili to simmer for a while. Yeah. I will let it all cook down.
It's all about time
for a while.
Oh.
You make it in the morning and you put it in that crock pot for a long time and eat it at dinner.
That would be ideal. I didn't get to do that, but I did. I cooked it for as long as I could, though.
Yeah. I didn't want to overcook. I didn't. I was afraid I was going to overcook it.
You can't overcook chili. I mean, if you burn it, sure.
That's what I thought.
No. Okay. And now, Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles comes in and tries the chilies.
Amy tried chilies?
I did.
Why?
Because I wanted to taste y'all's.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't
make sense to me.
Before she
I want to vote.
Yeah, before she was jumping in to our chili cook-off, I was going to feed her some. But then I want to know what she thinks because she is the best cook of the office, I guess.
Yeah, everybody's vote counts. Okay. Everybody's vote.
Oh, then I vote for myself. So I have my point. Actually, no, if I was actually voting, I'd vote for Lacey's. Hers was way better than mine.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm trying a spicy, lots of flavors. It's good. Okay, B is, it has beans in it, I think. I'm not down with the bean. It doesn't have as many flavors, I don't think. I'm thinking B is Justin, A is Lacey.
But which one's your favorite?
I liked A better.
You answered correctly. Thank you. Do you want to let everybody in on the joke?
Okay, so Justin went on air and said that I was doing the bit. I did not make, Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles did not hand make any chili. That was misinformation. I was supposed to bring a can of chili. I forgot to do that. So during Showbiz, I went to 7-Eleven and I got the free chili out
what?
Of the dispenser. So
wow.
Yeah.
So, Amy,
I was heckled. Hackled? Whatever. Haggled?
Okay.
Whatever. Forever. And forever. All day. You are such a loser. You're the worst person in the planet because you forgot chili and have a life and lots of things to do.
So what happened? We're talking about the chili cook-off.
Me and Lacey are. It's an A-B conversation, also known as the titles of our bowls, A and B.
I was just trying to help y'all with your bit. I never even said I wanted to be a part of it.
Amy said it'd be funny if we throw some canned chili in there to see if people pick it or not. Yeah. And I was amazed that some people did pick it. But as I left, Amy said, I'll go get some canned chili. I said, are you sure?
Well, you offered, and I was like, I didn't want to say that you had to get it.
No, you insisted. I offered, and you insisted.
You offered, and I insisted because I felt bad. But then it was like, it's...
Oh.
No.
Oh, hold on. Lacey's knocking on the window.
You offered, and I insisted. I just agreed with you.
Trying to get a witness.
I just agreed with you.
Oh, no. We got an eyewitness.
Because
you offered, and I insisted. That's exactly what you said.
Oh, no. Come here.
No. What? There's no argument here.
What did I say?
Okay. Whenever I left the other day and I said, I will go get some chili and some canned chili for Amy. And
yes.
Amy said,
yes, I'm agreeing with you. There is no argument here.
Amy said, no, I'll go get it. And I said, but Amy, you don't have to go to the store, do you? I'll stop and get some chili. Did Amy
insist? No. Yes, I insisted because I thought it was the nice thing to do. I'm not disagreeing with you. What the hell?
And then she's mad because we're the canned chili. And she's like, why y'all keep asking me? Why are y'all talking about canned chili?
You already knew that I didn't bring it. So you kept bringing it up just to piss me off. Congratulations. It worked.
No, well, George wanted to know why we only had two chilis in the chili cook-off. Whenever you got up and decided you're going to go to the convenience store and get some chili.
There was not only two instances where you brought up the fact that I forgot the chili. It was all damn day.
It was all damn day. But were we not right to?
Because yes, I forgot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. I agree with everything you say.
But it's okay. We made fun of you for not bringing it.
Yeah. And then guess what?
I followed through. Because
yes, you
I
did.
Am the bomb digging.
From 7-Eleven, the grossest chili that like got better votes than me. I opened 5 cans of things.
Anna, for the record,
why am I here?
Will you just say that Amy was supposed to bring the chili and she forgot it and she's so dumb. Just for the record.
I am a witness to Amy agreeing that she would get chili yes. after work.
Yes, thank you this for agreeing true. With Amy and myself. I'm sorry. I thought we were disagreeing about something.
Okay. I was so scared.
Thank you.
Okay. See you guys later.
All right. Thanks, Anna. But I do think that it's hilarious. You left during the show.
Hell yeah, I did.
And then it was a shocker to us because I thought you were just going to go to the store and get some canned chili. But you went rogue.
Worse. This is punishment for y'all harassing me.
You went rogue.
And I went and
got
told
some
Robert,
7-Eleven chili.
I came back and I told Robert, I was like, I got 7-Eleven chili and I hope they all get sick.
can we take a time out and just sit back and marinate in what just happened? That was beautiful, ladies. Thank you. I just wanted to sit back and watch. Thank you. I was so glad I was in the room for this.
I told Robert as soon as she left, I was like, she's pissed. She said she was going to bring chili. We weren't going to do the chili. We didn't have to do the chili.
Yeah.
But then Amy just sat there and got more and more angry.
Amy, were you pissed?
I got more angry every time you mentioned it. Yes.
Okay. I was like, are you angry that we mentioned it? Or are you angry that you forgot?
Yes. I'm sorry I forgot.
No. But hey,
7-Eleven is way better.
That is way better.
It is a better for the joke.
Everything yes. happens for a reason.
Agreed.
So
that was hilarious.
Thanks for forgetting it.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. And we won't
now,
forget it.
Here are some things that went horribly wrong during the chili bit, though. I forgot to take any pictures.
Oh.
Nice pictures today, by the way, Nick. Nick and Justin took pictures. Y'all made your own candies.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to try that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can hear that episode uploaded now yeah. on Shut Up Podcast. Nick and Justin remember to take pictures of their stuff. It looks very artistic. It's a very nice picture.
I forgot until we were in the middle of recording it, and I tried to take a picture, and it sucked. So I just took a picture of the leftovers. I was just lucky that we each had leftovers
yeah.
available for a picture.
It looked great.
I thought it looked great. Justin did take a video, so we do have that, but it's remnants of empty chili bowls. That's what the video is of. Also, I forgot to ask what we thought of each other's chili. I had a bite of Justin's. I thought it was good. I wouldn't be as hard on him as other people were.
Yeah.
I did not try Amy's chili, though.
I wanted you to go first so bad so that you would try it. I knew as soon as you heard 7-Eleven, you wouldn't try it.
She wanted me to go first, but I was thinking, I don't need to try your chili because it's canned chili and we've all had canned chili before.
Mm-hmm.
But then, sorry, I got to pull the bougie card. I'm not going to be eating some convenience store chili.
Yeah, Lacey does have a very ritzy palate.
Yes.
She adds lobster to everything.
Was there
if
any
there's lobster?
Lobster
tail on the menu, can I get a grilled cheese with lobster tail?
Speaking of lobster tail, that thing's not easy to make either. I didn't know
yes,
it was so
it
naturally buttery and salty, so you don't need all that flavoring. One time I had a date and I was trying to impress him, so I made like some kind of Cajun pasta, and I thought adding in like a lobster tail on top would have been like a wow, impressive touch, but it really was the worst thing to ever put in my mouth.
You should go... crawfish.
Well,
crawfish is good to add to Cajun.
Yeah, but also I cooked it, so that's probably why it was awful.
All you have to do is boil. all you got to do is just boil the lobster or steam it, and then dip it in butter, and that's it.
I did.
It was delicious.
And I
see
it was from a can.
It was from a can.
You don't add anything. After that.
I went to Trader Joe's for that.
Also, I forgot to ask who everybody thought the chili was. Everybody said that they thought that Amy's was going to be the best.
Yeah.
And then most people voted for A, but then I also think everybody knows that I like spicy. So a lot of people might have assumed that it was mine, but I don't know. So those are things that we could have improved on for the bit.
Next time.
Also, I made a list of other things that I do better than Justin.
Oh, cool.
Work out my back.
Yes.
Because we were just comparing back muscles.
Yeah.
And
I got back fat.
I feel really bad because he wanted me to touch his back muscles, and I'm a horrible liar, and I can't like hide my expressions. And I'm trying to touch his back muscles, and he got none. So I don't know.
But I worked out my back yesterday.
Wow. Really?
Absolutely
soft.
None. I'm not saying he has a bad back, but I'm like, what am I feeling for muscle? Because I don't.
I don't feel any, and I'm trying to not be rude. I'm trying to be nice, and I'm just like, no.
Was too much hair getting in the way?
We were clothed during this process. No,
it's just weak right now for carrying this episode. Just kidding. Oh, wow. I didn't mean to be sad.
Wow. He wishes that were true.
It's not true at all.
Yeah, you're a side note episode, but thank you for participating. Also, I speak better, spell better, and I said make love, but I really don't know why I put that on there.
It's probably true.
You could never get that down until you make love with me.
Things he does better than me, dance and dress.
Yeah.
For sure.
Lacey, you could add on what you're better at, life.
Burn.
That's true. Did you hear our conversation earlier?
No.
Oh, we totally said that earlier. Oh,
no, didn't
y'all were, so y'all got together and made a list of things that y'all are better than me.
No. I said I was afraid to do the list because I didn't want you to come for me and like get all serious and stuff.
No.
And they were like, yeah, well, you have a better life than him. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not funny because it's true.
Oh, wow. That is funny. Wow.
How does it make you feel, Justin? Two people said that.
No, I actually feel okay because yesterday I came at everybody hard on our podcast, just making jokes. I called you not smart because you couldn't understand.
I didn't get the joke. I don't think that was an obvious joke.
But I just said only smart people would get it, and I just said it in a rude way, and I didn't mean it that way.
You didn't offend me.
I don't think you're dumb at all.
Thank you. I am pretty dumb, but thank you.
I mean,
for
we all
that.
Are. Even Nick is. He won't admit
100%.
It. But okay,
no,
there
I'm
he
dumb.
Is admitting. Okay.
Do you know what a quarter is?
Yeah, 25 cents.
Or.
I think you can buy it like weed, right? $20?
Okay, never mind. All right, well, thank you guys.
Did you not know what a quarter is?
No, I knew what a quarter... Jeremy told me I had been with him for a quarter of his life, and it took me because I was like, but how? We hadn't been together for 25 or 15 years because 25 is a quarter and 15... minutes out of an hour.
Right.
And so he had to explain it to me. I guess I didn't know that a quarter was a fourth.
Fourth, right.
So he had to explain it to me. But sometimes Jeremy's like, are you messing with me? And other times he's just like really patient because he knows that I am just stupid. Man, so he just keeps going. He's like, it's okay. Let me explain it to you, little girl. Yeah. And he does.
That's funny.
So I didn't know if you would do that. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for coming on.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for the chili cook-off. That was a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah.
Everybody in the office was super excited about it.
It was fun.
I love being the best.
Day. Everyone was having fun yesterday.
Yeah.
Everyone was participating for the most part.
Yeah.
And it was fun because of the food. And then y'all came up and did your
Halloween
dessert
treats.
So it's like we had a meal and a little sweets after.
It was like a Halloween Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And it was delicious.
Lacey, I got to say thank you for your chili.
It was great. It was so good.
Yeah. Oh, I love this part, Justin.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
Y'all are so
sweet.
You
had my vote. You have really good food. I love your food, Lacey.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was my first time making it, so I'm kind of impressed with myself.
Yeah. I thought it was a good job.
Yeah. I know a lot of things I'm doing different, so I'm ready for round two, bitch.
Adding some spices and some flavor. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out Shut Up Podcast. They have their Halloween treats episode, which is really good right now. We had the honor of trying some of those, and they were tasty, delicious. So go check that out. You have recipes and suggestions as well on there, right?
Yes.
Check them out. Don't forget to give us a like and a subscribe on iTunes and Google Podcasts. You can check us out on all of our socials at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles to check out what Amy's cooking. Guys, socials?
Oh, at Part-Time Justin on Instagram and Twitter.
Nick Adams Tweets and Nick Adams Picks.
Yes.
Thank you.
And our podcast is us, so just follow us.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
With an exclamation point.
And keep your hips loose.
Lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
B is garbage. B is like dog food in a can.